Hello, beautiful people. This is the day that the Lord has made, so you know we got to rejoice and be glad in it. You're listening to the Young Believers Podcast with me, Miana Michelle, where we are peeling back the layers to achieve true freedom in Christ. Let's grow in the faith together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. When you go through the flood, I'll be with you. When you go through the fire, I'll be with you. Isaiah 43:2. When you go through the valley, I will be with you. Psalms 23. Today's episode is entitled, You Will Get Through This. And this came to my heart and my mind after having a very, very hard season in my life. Going through the refiner's fire, as some might call it, God was pruning me. He still is pruning me so that I might come out as pure gold. Some of you are having a hard time right now. Whether you're going through the refiner's fire, you're going through a situation that's causing you grief, you're mourning a loved one, you are having a moment where you don't know what to do, but you know for a fact, you know in your knower, the God who is able to heal and to set free, he will never leave you nor forsake you. So you will get through this. See, it's important you know that. It's important you know how special you are to God in a way that when you go through these things, he won't leave you. He'll guide you in the way that you should go. Even when you can't see it, even when you can't feel it, God is still there. He's still right there leading your path, ordering your steps. The Father has never left. We might leave him, but he does not leave us. See, I need you to understand how important you are in the fact that even when you have a confidence scare and you can't get up in front of those people and you can't do that particular thing and God has instructed you to do something and you're saying, God, I don't know. You're having a Jeremiah moment where you're saying, God, I don't know if this is what you've called me to do. Let me tell you this. God has not given you the spirit of fear. You will get through this. See, you are important enough and you need to understand how important you are enough that you know that when the floods come and when the storms come to try to wash you away and to try to wash you out, and when the fire comes to try to burn what God has birthed and planted inside of your vessel, inside of your being, that God says, when you go through the flood and when you go through the fire, I will be with you. You need to know how important that you are is when you go through the valleys, when you're going up to the mountain and you don't know what to do, I will be there for you. I have your back. I won't leave you when you go to the valley. I won't leave you. See, the blood reaches from the highest mountain to the lowest valley. I need you to understand you will get through this. God will never leave you. He's not going to let you suffer alone. God ordained that particular situation so that he could get the glory out of your testimony, so that he can get the glory out of your life in that situation. You're laying in that hospital bed and you feel like you are at the last moment of your life. You're down for the count. God said, live. As a matter of fact, there's a song that says, you're gonna live to see it happen. Whatever God promised you, we have to remember that God promised us some things. The promises of God are yea and amen. And if he promised you, if he spoke it, he is going to perform it. And if he spoke it over you, I don't care if you are in that stricken place, that bed stricken place where you feel like you are about to die and you're down for the count, you're going to live to see it happen. Whatever he spoke, he will perform. Whatever he said, he's going to do it. You will get through this. You're going through a moment where you're in depression and you're like, God, I need you. I need your help. Where are you? He's right there waiting. Right there waiting to wrap his arms around you. You will get through this. This race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but the one who endures. And sometimes you have to endure some things that seems like they're going to tear you apart. But God, who is rich in mercy, he's going to take care of you. He's going to provide for you. He's going to sustain you and everything that you do and all that you do. There is no one like our God who knows the intricate details of our lives before we were even formed in our mother's womb. He knows us. He knows us. He knows what makes you upset. He knows that in this season, you don't know what to do because your body reacts a certain way to that certain person or the certain thing or whatever situation it is that you're going through. Guess what? He has your back. And you will get through this. I'm going to say that a million times probably before I get off of here. You will get through this. Fear not. You will get through this. See, God is the I am. I am blank. Put whatever you need in that blank. Protector, provider, deliverer, sustainer. You're living paycheck to paycheck, and sometimes you don't even know where or if your next paycheck is coming. We living in the time of COVID and we don't know what's going on. Things might seem to be getting better and then they switch just like that. I want you to know you will get through this. The I am has provided a way for you to be sustained in this season. The I am has provided a way for you to keep going. For you to keep striving and to keep pressing on. I urge you to keep pressing on. He is not slacked on his promises. He got you. If he say he got you, he got you. I urge you, saints of God, I urge you, people of God, to remember the promises of God, to remember who you are, heirs, the kingdom of God through faith, for by faith are you saved. Plant the seed of faith and know that you will get through this. Plant the seed of faith and realize that God will never leave you nor forsake you. Plant the seed of faith that when you go through the fire, when you go through the flood, when you're in your valley experience, God is going through with you. He is leading you. He is guiding you. He's a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Have enough faith to declare in your own situation, no matter what you're going through, that you will get through this. you will get through this. You will get through this. Get it in your head that you will get through this. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man what God is going to do for you in this season. You will get through this. You will get through this with the help and by the grace of our Father. You will get through this. I'm going to pray before I get off. Father in heaven, we thank you. God, I thank you for each and every person who will listen to this message, this encouragement. I pray that you touch them in their heart and their mind. Help them to get it in their mind that they will make it through whatever trial, tribulation, persecution, whatever is happening to them in this season, that they will get through it, Father. Touch them in their heart so that they know that you are still there. You haven't left them. Help them to continue to press toward the mark of the high calling, Father. Help them to continue to keep going no matter what. Help them to remember the promises that you have promised to us, and every promise that you have promised is yea and amen. Father, help them to continue to be stewards, good stewards over everything that they had, even in this season, no matter how much or how little it might be. Father, I ask that you touch them in the name of Jesus. Touch their families, be with their families. Touch their finances, be with their finances, even in this time where things are unsure, Father. We know that you are sure, and you are a sure foundation, Father. You are the chief cornerstone, and we stand on the rock knowing that you have our backs, Father. Father, we thank you, and we praise you, and we love you. We lift your name up, for you alone are worthy of all we have to give you. We thank you, Father. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank you, guys. I love you. Remember that you will get through this, and have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day.
Thanks for listening to the Young Believers Podcast with me, Miana Michelle. I hope you were inspired, motivated, and uplifted. Subscribe to this podcast and comment on how this may have inspired you. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Miana Michelle for more information, episodes being released every Thursday, and ways to connect. Thank you for growing in the faith with me.